This is an audio recording of the summer 2016 9th through 12th grade sisters conference held in Richardson, Texas. The progress of the church in seven stages. Friday, August 5th, afternoon meeting. Special fellowship.
Okay, so before we get into it, we're in workshop. Welcome to the workshop. Oh, that means you guys have to participate. Amen. There's no message, no outline. So the first thing is we've talked to a number of you sisters about we're going to touch this matter of fellowship related to twos and threes and how we practically can experience and enter into what the Lord wants as the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
We haven't gotten the message on Philadelphia yet, but we want to begin to cause you to realize that as sisters in the church life, you need to be a person that has a way to enter in to become the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Okay, so who among the sisters that we spoke to would like to share related to you have some experience of being related to somebody older than you, maybe somebody your same age, maybe somebody younger than you? You prayed, you read the word, okay? So raise your hand, let's get some idea. Okay, so one, two, who else? There's no wrong sharing. It'd be like telling you, you know, who bowled today? Who did some bowling? Okay, I'm not going to ask how well you bowled. I'm just going to, if you threw the ball down the lane, you can say, I did that. That's all we're asking you to do. We're going, I've done that.
Yeah.
To the other sisters, not to us brothers. It's not for a performance. It's for a testimony, for encouragement, okay?
Yeah.
So it's about abiding, listen, with the vine and the branches.
Amen.
Okay. So, how many? We had two, three, who else? Four, five, okay, good. Six, very good.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, seven. They're not raising their hands, you're raising it for them. Okay, good, good. Must be related. Okay, so, yeah, this is about, listen, it's about practice.
Yeah,
Church life is about practice.
That's right.
If you guys don't get practice and you walk away and you go, oh, yeah, I saw the vision of the seven churches and that's wonderful. But if you don't have a way in, then you're going to go home and go like, oh, kind of was like a lot of history. And so we want to touch this matter of twos and threes. So we're going to write some words on the board and I'm going to have Tim read to you. Why are we going to have you sisters share? Because in the First Thessalonians life study message, Tim, just read this portion right here and emphasize this last sentence once again.
Okay, just
so we're
going to
two paragraphs. Okay. Actually, it relates to Revelation.
Okay.
So this is related to imitators of the churches and emphasize the last sentence. Okay, listen to Tim.
Okay, so this is the life study of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, message 13. The title is Imitators of the Churches.
Amen.
In verse 14, Paul continues, "For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things of your own countrymen, even as they also of the Jews. The apostle taught the same thing in all the churches. This indicates that all the churches should bear the same testimony of Jesus. Hence, they all are lampstands of the same kind." Revelation 1. Second paragraph. "The church in Thessalonica imitated the churches in Judea. Certainly, reports concerning the churches in Judea reached the believers in Thessalonica. How could the Thessalonians have imitated the churches in Judea if they had not heard anything concerning them? They must have heard about the churches and the saints. These reports fostered the growth of the Thessalonian believers."
Repeat that one.
"These reports fostered the growth of the Thessalonian believers." Once again, we see that nothing can foster a church or a saint as much as a true story about other saints or churches.
Okay, well, they need to get that sentence.
I'll read that
again. This relates to us. Okay, go ahead.
"Once again, we see that nothing can foster a church or a saint as much as a true story about other saints or churches."
Right. Nothing fosters the growth more than hearing true stories of other believers. Okay, did Tim's story about that brother that got martyred this afternoon, you know, when she was sharing, it happened last year. And he turned to the Lord and he got martyred for the Lord. Did that not touch you? It just caused you to realize, wow, people are giving their lives for the Lord.
That's right.
It's very, very real, okay?
That's right.
So in our time of what we're touching this afternoon is the twos and threes. Okay, who has the mic? We need to get the mics into the hands of the... Okay, go ahead. Who's first? Which sisters wants to go first? Okay, we're about to have... Who's second? You right here? Okay, sisters, just a couple of key points about your sharing. Consider what it is that you want to convey.
Yeah.
What is it? What really do we want to hear out of you? Okay? So think about that. Such as like, I prayed with someone else in a regular way. Then we get the point. Then fill in the details. Tell us who, tell us when, tell us how long, tell us how precious it was to you. But remember, don't forget to give us the key point. Okay? Yes. About 2 minutes. After that, we can strum you down. Then we'll come set you down. Then we'll come sit on you. No. So about 2 minutes, okay? So anyway, we're just going to work our way around this way, okay? So these sisters are about to start. Okay, related to your practice in Philadelphia, which we'll see tonight, tomorrow, about the church life being... Do you know what Philadelphia is? And the brothers that are going to share.
Yeah, that's right.
What does Philadelphia mean?
That's right.
What? It's the church of brotherly love.
Amen.
Okay, what is that? What's the definition mean? That means you got to have another brother.
That's right.
Or the church doesn't happen.
Yeah.
In your case, you have to have another sister.
Yeah.
Or there's no such thing as Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay, the practice of that is in practicality, it's in twos and threes. So there's a principle in the Bible in how the New Testament is carried out in terms of the church life, even in the Old Testament. Patterns of twos and threes all through the Bible. Even the Lord Jesus himself in Acts, in Luke, he sent out two by two.
That's right.
Right? What did Paul do? He always went with the brothers. So there's a principle, okay? So I'm going to read one quote and then Tim's going to read one quote. Okay, sisters, I want to ask you this question. And I already know the answer. It's a rhetorical question. But I want you to appreciate this. We want you to get the point this afternoon. And hopefully from all the sisters sharing, you'll go, I believe it. Okay? So the question I have for you is, do you want to experience Christ?
Amen.
Do you?
Amen.
Do you want to experience Christ?
Amen.
Okay, Tim's going to read to you the best way.
Okay, have fun.
Just this is the first sentence.
Okay, the best way for the young brothers and sisters to experience Christ is to find at least two or three companions in the Lord. That's it?
Better get the next one.
Okay. This is spoken of in 2 Timothy 2:22, which says, flee youthful lusts and pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
So what's the best way for you to experience Christ? It doesn't say go experience Christ directly. It says find two or three.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best way.
Amen.
I hope after all the sisters share, you're like, I want the best way.
That's right.
Because this is the principle in the Bible, right? So this is the principle. Then you need to practice it. What is practicing it? You got to get with somebody.
Yeah, do it.
You got to do it. Okay? But what's the goal? You just follow the principle, you practice it, then what is the essence of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it should be spiritual. So you should be a person, when you get with that companion, there should be prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer for one another, prayer for touching the Lord. You got some verses, Tim?
And yes, I do.
Good.
So this is Matthew 18. So in Matthew 18, actually, it's talking about the church. And very much in Matthew 18, it's talking about prayer with one another. With another person, with two or three others.
Yes.
When two or three come together, there the Lord is.
Yep.
It doesn't say the Lord is you and the Lord. It doesn't say that.
Right.
It says you come together with two or three, the Lord is in the midst.
Amen.
And these ones here are praying. Actually, they're praying and they're looking for a pattern and a parent. They're praying for someone else.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just praying for themselves, but praying for someone else.
Yeah.
To recover a brother, to gain a brother
or
a sister.
Right. So the goal of your time together is for sure, it says, this is the best way to experience Christ. And we all want to experience Christ. But eventually, there should be a result that not only do we want the enjoyment of Christ, but we would like others to enjoy it. So eventually, out of our twos and threes, there should be some speaking or preaching or contacting others of our friends.
Yeah.
And the result of that is that you become a pattern and you reproduce yourself in the other twos or threes so that they eventually can continue to enjoy the church in Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love.
Amen.
Okay, next question. Do you want to grow spiritually? Tim, tell them how to grow spiritually.
Okay, the best way. The best way to have spiritual growth and receive spiritual benefit is to find a few brothers and sisters to be our spiritual companions so that we can open to one another, seek one another, help one another, and solve one another's problems in all spiritual things.
Amen. Sisters, you want to take the best way? Okay, how about we have a sister here? She can start. Tell us your name, what locality you're in, and then go ahead. Irving, okay. Brothers on the, we got the handheld. We need the handheld turned up. Good. Go ahead.
Okay. A companion I have for a very long time is Nadia from Tyler. And we prayed before, like after a conference when we're like really in our spirit.
Amen.
We would pray about things concerning the message.
Yeah.
So we would like pray about our notes. We would write down our prayers. And so we would, like, call each other every once in a while and pray. And normally during school weeks, so whenever we would go to school, it's, like, a fresh start for me.
Yes.
Amen.
My experience is, like, you know, you get it off your chest.
Yeah.
And it's a fresh start, and you're, like, really in your spirit. But then conferences, like, don't come in a while. So we're like lose our spirit a little bit.
Yeah.
So we like stop praying and we just start talking about our problems. And then the next conference comes and we pray a lot more.
Amen.
And then, you know, that fades. But tonight I'm going to call her and tell her to pray with me.
Amen.
So, yeah.
It's had an effect on you, right?
Yeah.
When you do it, it has an effect.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's like
okay.
A fresh start.
Amen. Okay, go. Next sister. Let's hand it around to the ones that are going that way. Okay?
Well, I'm Leslie.
Yep.
And I'm from Irving.
Yep. Different so mic, brothers. Go ahead. They got it.
Me and my parents, we honestly did it like last year during my sophomore year. So I was really touched out. Every morning we had like, we woke up so early, like 6.
Mm-hmm.
We had morning Bible, prayer, and everything. At first I was like, I don't want to do this. It's so early.
Yeah.
So I was like, Satan was like, no, I don't want Satan to win.
Yeah.
So I did it, and then so I was like praying. Now I was like, oh, this is why my dad wants me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fresh. It's like sometimes you're like so weak with the enemy, you're like down. But whenever you have morning rival, it just opens your day.
Amen.
I just really enjoy enjoy my parents out. They just motivate us.
Amen.
And I just like appreciate how He's building himself in our hearts.
Amen.
So amen.
I just really encourage y'all to just read the morning Bible with your parents, family, or friends.
Amen.
Amen.
So the companions were her parents.
Yeah, very good.
So it shows you your companions don't just need to be your age.
Yeah.
But to have someone older you. Older, even your mom and dad.
Hey, the Lord gave you your mother.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
How about a thank you?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, how about the next sister? Who's going next over here? Changed mind, no problem. Yep.
Oh my God. Okay, so my name's Ninoshka, and I am from the church in Round Rock.
Round Rock, good.
But originally, I'm actually from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
So, I'm not used to having these like.
Yeah.
There's a sister that is. We're very close to our family. Her name's Allison McNichol.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of my close friends. Her name's Ellie. And we used to have, like, a group where we would pray all the time. We'd pray every Thursday and Saturday, I think, at, like, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember some mornings I would just, my mom would wake me up and be like, it's time to pray with the sisters. And I'd be like, oh, my God. Go away. Hang up. Tell them I'm still sleeping.
Yeah.
But I just remember kind of, you know, like I get on the phone and then they just start praying and I just feel like, whoa, like it really helps, you know, praying and just expressing, you know, we'd pray for like our friends, people who we were burdened for, you know, to have a closer relationship with the Lord and things like that. And so I just remember when we would pray for those things, it would relieve me so much of just my fears, you know. And even we started reading the book of Exodus, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we would read the footnotes, and sometimes, you know, we wouldn't understand it. So we'd be like, oh my God, what's going on? But she would explain it to us, and just like through that, we were able just to experience so much. And even if we didn't really understand it, we still enjoyed it. You
Amen.
Know? We were just so filled with the Lord.
Amen.
So I really, really advise you guys.
Amen.
Have some group time.
Amen.
With your friends.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, can you hand the mic over to the sister? Go ahead, sisters. Yeah, good, good.
The beginning half of this year was a really, really bad year for me spiritually, and like even if I wasn't in the church life, it would have been a horrible year for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was a lot of my companions. I like lost contact with a lot of my companions, and I just wasn't in my spirit a lot. Mm-hmm. I never had morning revivals, and mm-hmm. then I'm in school, so it's like it was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the Lord uses mysterious ways to bring us back, and he actually used one of my band directors,
mm-hmm.
and he just actually not even, I mean, he is a Christian, but it wasn't like pouring out spiritual things. It was just talking to him, and then it was like the Lord used that for a time for me to be clear enough to feel like I can fellowship with a saint,
mm-hmm.
and
wow.
not feel like I was condemned.
Yeah.
Amen.
So after I felt more comfortable coming back to the meetings and fellowshipping with people, the Lord made a transition from that teacher to a brother in the church life who I've known for a while,
mm-hmm.
and him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to pour out to him.
Amen.
And really my pouring out to him, it was his way of leading me from him to the Lord.
Amen.
Because spiritually I wasn't doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so I was, after making that turn, my morning revivals were so much better. Actually, it shows in your normal human living.
Yeah.
Like, my
Amen.
Room is clean. My bed is made.
Yes.
And I didn't have problems doing chores because I was praying during my chores anyway.
Mm.
And so it was a really great time. But at that time, I didn't have an actual, like, I had someone to talk to, but I talked to that person, like, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Sure.
So I didn't really have someone to consistently pray with.
Right.
And I didn't have a prayer partner.
Yeah.
And so, actually, there was a lot of things that I didn't feel like I could open up to anybody. And I fellowship with my mom a lot, but I still didn't want to give everything to her,
mm-hmm.
because I just didn't feel like it was the right person. The Lord
mm-hmm.
didn't, you know, I didn't have the peace to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I was hiding something from her, but because
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't. And so that's when the Lord gave me Alethea.
Amen.
And he made way for a conversation to happen that actually both of us weren't expecting to have at all about things that we didn't plan on opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she can take the rest.
Amen.
Amen.
So what's your name? We missed. What was your name?
Kaylin.
Very good.
I'm Alethea from Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I don't really want to start this. But yeah, kind of around the time when Kayla came and opened up to me, I was kind of going through the same thing that she opened up to me, and it was kind of a time when I was struggling with what the Lord
mm-hmm.
was kind of giving me. I don't really know how to say that. But anyways,
mm-hmm.
and so when she opened up to me, I was like, this is exactly what I'm going through, and I couldn't open it up to anybody, but I really needed someone to open up to.
Amen.
So it was really sweet, just the timing of the Lord. And I think for me personally, it was really sweet to have someone younger than me to fellowship with.
Amen.
Because I'm really used to fellowshipping with those older than me and opening up to those older than me.
Yeah.
But to have Kayla, who's younger than me, and even to have Caitlin, who's my same age, to be able to fellowship with her.
Amen.
We grew up together, so we're really close humanly. But just this past year, like spiritually, we've gotten really close. And it's
Amen.
Been really sweet just to be blunt with those like your age and younger than you, and just to really realize the timing of the Lord was so sweet.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm Caitlin, technically from Norman, but Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
They had the coincidence of having the same experience. I had also had the same experience from the Lord, not knowing that they had a similar
mm-hmm.
experience with the Lord and was struggling with whether or not to open it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a while ago. And then her and I had some fellowship. We stayed together for true school.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened up to me and realized that she had too. And so then I opened up to her, and we had this, and we started praying together.
Amen.
And it's been this really, really sweet, like, anyways.
Yes.
It's been amazing. But again, we've all known each other like our entire life.
Yeah.
And so we know each other on a very, very human level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so to kind of get to know each other spiritually and get together spiritually has been so amazing. Like there's no words.
Amen.
I don't know. Anyways, praise the Lord.
Thank the Amen. Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, Bethany.
I don't know if everyone knows about the European Young People's Conference in Poland, but I really encourage you guys to go there because you get to meet not only just friends your age, but friends from all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm best friends with someone from Israel right now, and I still keep in touch. But basically, long story short, I went there. I traveled all the way across the world just to meet people that live in Texas, and I became best friends with those people in Texas and Louisiana. And after that, we made this huge international group chat, and there was a lot of people. When basically, this group chat lasted like halfway into the school year. That spiritual high was just so high, and every day we would just share verse, or we would be reading, FaceTiming like every night. And I mean, of course, it wears off after a while because, like, I don't know, I get really like spiritual high at like conferences. So like, I hadn't gone to a conference in a while, but they went to conferences, they would give me screenshots of everything, and then if we just went to young people's, then we would just highlight a verse. And it was just those little sharings between friends who aren't even, like, in Texas. They're, like, halfway across the world in Germany or something. It doesn't matter because it's all from the Bible, it's all God's word, and you still enjoy it.
Amen.
And so just that verse, that flee youthful lusts and pursue
with those who call on the
name of the Lord. I was... Like, as a young person, I was like, yeah, flee youthful lust, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. But then, like, I didn't fully appreciate that you pursue with others until I met all of those dear sisters. I would not be here if I did not have those sisters.
Amen.
I cannot emphasize how much you really need those friends when you're in that this dark, deathly school. Like, not even... symbolic wise, but like it is death. There is death all around you, and they're trying to bring you down. But with those sisters and those just those simple sharing, it really brightens up your day and it just lifts your spirit.
Amen.
And so I just really emphasize you guys to if you meet someone, just get their number or something and continue fellowship with them even after the conferences.
Amen.
Because they friends, companions, they keep you in the church.
Amen.
Sarah from Houston, and this past summer I was at the college training and they were going over the exact same thing. And so I just moved to Houston a year and a half ago, and the place that we used to live in Canada, my companions were 4 hours away, so like I would always have to phone them. Like I couldn't really see them face to face on a regular basis. But now that we have technology, like there's Skype, there's Messenger, there's Facebook, everything. So me and my companions from Canada, we Skype now after the college training every Thursday. And we're reading through the heart of the Bible, like Ephesians, Galatians, everything like that. And I just, with them, I've had the most genuine prayers I've ever prayed. Like,
amen.
It's been, like, to by myself, it's very hard to contact the Lord. Like, it's possible, but it's very hard. But with companions, like, they just encourage you so much because they're going through the same thing that we are. And just the encouragement of being able to pray together about a new one or someone that you've preached the gospel to.
Amen.
Like, on my flight back from Illinois, there was a girl sitting next to me, also named Sarah. So I started talking to her, and we talked the whole two-hour flight, 2.5 hours. And so I told her that I had to give out this mystery of human life at the college training. And I had one left, and I gave it to her. So I got her number, and we haven't texted it at all yet, but it's only been 3 weeks. So we really prayed for her, and I'm really hoping that something comes out of this.
Amen.
Without my companions, I probably wouldn't have talked to that girl because we were talking about preaching the gospel, and it's a lot easier if you have two or three behind you praying with you for this one.
Amen.
So praise companions are very vital.
Amen.
Hi, guys. My name is Jaria. I am from Houston, and... my companion is a serving one.
Amen.
I met her from the last conference in Arlington, so around March. And she is the sweetest person.
Amen.
During that conference, Elizabeth was there. It was awesome. And then she said that even though she's a serving one, she also has time when she struggles. And so she wanted for all of us to keep in touch and pray together. And so we set a time, and we would pray every day throughout the week. And eventually I realized after we prayed every day that it really does change your life.
Amen.
because usually after conferences, I'm just like hype for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then it just goes downhill. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And so, but that praying just keeps the high going.
Amen.
And then eventually I realized that just like how school stresses teenagers like mm-hmm. us out, mm-hmm. Her work stresses her out mm-hmm. to the point where sometimes she would just break down crying. But then after we pray, she'll tell me, you know, Jeria, our prayers really helped me today.
Amen.
And it just made me happy about how, like, she is older, and I was able to guide her the right direction towards Amen. The Lord. And it's just, the Lord is so sweet. He has a plan for all of us.
Yes. Amen.
And the Amen. Funniest thing is that, you know how we're talking about Revelations here? The book I read with her was Revelations. Mm-hmm. And we were reading the footnotes. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's just, and then right now we're talking about companions, and I just thought of her.
Yeah.
And she texted me. She was like, share with me everything about the conference. And I was like, of course.
Amen. Very good.
Amen.
Go ahead.
My name's Abby, and I'm from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Norman, Oklahoma City. Anyways. So the last year and the beginning of this year were really hard for me, and I was desperate for a companion.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel comfortable like sharing what was going on with like the other young people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to burden them with my problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who to go to. And I was desperate. And I was praying and praying. And I don't know if any of you know her, but the Lord sent me Julia Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, when she texted me, she was like, hey, let's have an appointment together. I was like, okay. Like every appointment I've tried to do in the past with someone, it never, we do it like twice. And then we just stop. Because
mm-hmm.
one of us is busy and we just forget to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, let's do an appointment. So I was like, okay, sure. And at first it felt awkward because she's like 25 and I'm 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a 10-year age difference. Like, why are you spending time with me?
Yeah.
Anyways, but and after a while of like months of doing this, I really just started opening up to her. And in a sense, she was so easy to talk to because she would just pray. Mm-hmm. And she would just start praying, and then mm-hmm. we would start praying, and we would touch our spirits. And there's days we would like both end up crying, and it was so sweet and so touching. And just to find a companion who's even older, mm-hmm. even if it might feel awkward at first because yeah. they're older than you, Amen. But they have so much more experience of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, it's so sweet to have a companion.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Hannah, and I'm from Houston. My companion is my mom.
Awesome. Amen.
And this year it was really hard because I got a new swim coach. So she was very harsh. So it was a bad way to start off the year, especially the mornings, because I had morning practice. And it was going to practice just gave the team in general a lot of mm-hmm. anxiety
mm-hmm.
because of how harsh she was, to the point where, you know, in the middle of practice, like, I would be swimming with, like, tears in my goggles because she was just mm-hmm. harsh. And so I told my mom, you know, everything that was happening. And she said, you know what? We're going to read the morning revival.
Amen.
So practice is at 6 a.m. So at 5:45 a.m., as I'm driving to practice, we're reading the morning revival.
Amen.
There is no one outside. And it's dark, and I'm tired,
mm-hmm.
and we're reading the morning revival, and, you know, I just got this sense of peace every
Amen.
Morning.
Wow.
Amen.
Every
wow.
single morning, and
Amen.
We've still been reading the morning revival.
Hallelujah.
Thank
so the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
From Houston, and like Sarah said, we just moved from Canada a year ago. Yeah, we're sisters. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the locality we were in, it only had 4 families.
Yeah.
And like unlike her, I didn't have any companions
yeah.
that I could talk to the Lord with. And since we moved from Houston, like I had no idea. We moved to Houston mm-hmm. because my parents were aware that we didn't have any companions.
Wow.
And like, yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
I'm Sabrina from Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you move here, Binky? Yeah. Okay. So 2009, she moved here from California.
And then we were, like, all really little, so, like, you know, little girls and having fun together and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I guess her mom was actually really encouraging. She's always encouraging us to, like, read the word, sing hymns together. And also, like, every time, like, we go out, like, oh, let's go in groups because, you know, like, little, like, young sisters together is, like, a really good idea to, you know, form, like, bonds with. Mm-hmm. And then her mom actually also came up with the idea for us to start reading in the morning. Mm-hmm. Well, for her, it was, like, with a lot of other people, but I was one of those people.
Yeah.
And then that year, I was second grade.
Awesome.
So, like, school starts at 7:45, and she has two little brothers, so she's got to wake up really early. So we set up at, like, 6:30 a.m. So,
wow.
And then, so we started in the New Testament, and then 6:30, we'd wake up every single day. She'd call me because she wakes up first, and then we'd read together and stuff. And then years went on and stuff, and we still do it even, like, to this year. Well, like,
wow.
We take breaks during the summer, but during the school,
yeah.
We do it more. And then middle school, you have to get to school, like, 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
There's a later time, but we still wake up at 6:30. And then in high school, you have to get to school at, like, 8:50 or 9, but we still wake up at 6:30.
Very good.
And, like, looking back, you know, we really didn't count how many days. We didn't, like, wake up. It was like, oh, my gosh, today's the 100th day or something. But, like, but looking back, we're like, oh, my goodness, we've been doing this for such a long time.
Wow.
And it's actually, like, it's not, I don't know if it's encouraging to others, but I know it encourages myself. Like, wow, we've been doing this for such a long time.
Yeah.
And didn't even seem like that such a long time. Seemed like it was just yesterday that her mom told us to read together. And I just, like, really appreciated that she would call me every morning. And honestly, like, especially since high school, it's hard to wake up because you stay up doing homework for so late.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just think, like, she's calling me. Like, she's waking up for this, so I have to wake up too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay,
amen.
Gotta get up.
Amen.
And then I was really surprised how much I needed it, because I didn't realize how much I needed to read the Bible until some days I would tell her, like, I just really don't want to read today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, but, like, then you realize how much you actually needed to read the Word,
amen.
Especially,
amen.
Like, an entire day of school and all that stress and stuff. I'm just really thankful that we've been reading for such a long time.
Amen.
Amen.
So you mainly been reading through the New Testament, or
what? Oh, no, we finished New Testament a few years ago. We're doing Old Testament now.
Very good. Psalms. Awesome. How much do you read? A chapter, half a chapter? 20 verses a day.
Wow.
Keeps the devil away. Amen. Okay, very good.
I'm Crystal, and I'm from the church in Richardson. And one of the sweetest experiences I had this year was starting to read Morning Revival with the elder sister.
Yeah.
And back in September, the serving ones are asking which one of us didn't have, like, an older serving one to read Morning Revival with.
Yeah. Mm.
And the serving one I was reading with had just gone to Taiwan for a trip, and she was, like, about 10 years older than me, and so it was, like, okay. But then, and so she left, and the serving one who asked me found another sister to read with me who was, like, 50 years older than me. And so at first I felt really
very
uncomfortable
good.
Because she was so spiritually mature, and I felt really incompetent next to her. But and also on top of that, it was junior year, and it was, like, the hardest year I've ever encountered. And at the very beginning of the year, I just felt so drained. And when she called me so early, I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know how to sound like I wasn't dying, like, when I was talking to her. But I think she realized that, because she we had really short morning revival times, like maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I remember at the beginning, I didn't really want to turn to the Lord, but I just involuntarily, I just told the Lord, I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. Like, you put me in this situation.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, but as time went on, I sort of fell into the routine, and I came to cherish her calling.
Amen.
Because, especially in the time of junior year, I realized that I really needed it. Just, like, reading the Morning Revival, even if I don't retain anything, which happens a lot, but I just felt washed.
And amen.
When
amen.
I went to school, like, all the tests that I had, I felt peace.
Amen.
And later on, like, I was looking back, like, a few months ago towards, like, in, like, April, and I realized that, like, how much this has become part of me.
Amen.
And how, like, when I hear the call so early in the morning when I wake up, like, her phone call is like my alarm. So
yeah.
When I hear that call, like, I feel fine. Like, I don't feel like,
yeah.
Oh, like, I feel like I really actually want to talk to her.
Amen.
And I feel like she really has nourished me, like, this entire year.
Amen.
And has helped me grow.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm Lauren from Plano. And in the past decade, I've moved around like 7 times, probably.
Amen.
And they're to different states. So usually there's been a meeting home everywhere we went to meet. But we moved to Utah for a while. And the closest meeting hall was about 4 hours away.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hard to stay in touch with saints.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized how much, like, we take all the meetings we have for granted.
Yeah.
It's like when you don't have them, you get, like, deprived. So there was an older sister from a locality I had been to before. She would call me every other day in the morning before we both went to work. And we'd just read or, like, talk about our days and fellowship together.
Yeah.
And that was something that was really nourishing and helped through that time.
Amen.
And yeah.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Very good.
Okay. My name's Chloe. I'm from the locality in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Growing up, I lived with my mother. Mm-hmm. We literally had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom would cry to me about how we would pay the rent or, like, how she would be able to provide food for us and how she would, like, buy school supplies for us because we literally had nothing. Like, we grew up
mm-hmm.
appreciating every little thing that we could get.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my heart's beating so fast right now. But my mom, she was in a really bad state.
Mm-hmm.
And she had 3 little girls to take care of. So I was really thankful for everything, but I had nobody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Every night I would stay up and thank the Lord that I had something to eat that night, because there would be a lot of times that everything that I had was just like an egg or like just something mm-hmm. small, because mm-hmm. I didn't really have that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord every day now that I'm in a better place because I moved away from all of that, and I really, it's amazing.
Amen.
But I still didn't have anybody to talk to. Like, I grew up depressed, and just recently I did something incredibly dumb because of that depression, because of what it led me to it.
Yeah.
And I pray to the Lord every night that he would forgive me for what I did, because what I did was extremely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never try to do it again. But I just thank the Lord that I'm still here today, because without him, I wouldn't be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can go to Carolyn. Carolyn, you can share. Well, we'll come
yeah,
back to you.
Ahead.
Put the mic way up high so we can hear you.
Okay. Do I have the right mic?
Yep.
Okay, sure. I really enjoyed this last semester. It was pretty tough. I had my siblings move away, and just some of them were just really busy. And I'm 1 of 9, so I'm really close to my siblings.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you don't have friends, you have your siblings. And it's true,
Bunches
you always
of them.
Have your siblings. But it was just really busy, and I kept looking for a young person. I spent years, you know, have to find somebody my age, exactly my age. And
yeah.
one
yeah.
day I was talking with an older sister. I started crying, and she was like, "Carolyn, why didn't you tell me that you were having all these problems?" And I was like, "Because you're older than me?" She was like, "That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I had that just the other day." She's like, "I did that too." And it was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just age doesn't matter.
Amen.
You can have a sweet fellowship with somebody else. That
right.
They don't have to be older. They don't have to be younger. They can
Amen.
Be your age, whatever.
Amen.
Amen.
You can get a good connection with anybody.
Amen.
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 Tim, did you have anything? I wanted to share one of my testimonies, but go ahead. You have anything just from the sharing?
Oh, well, okay. I think this point about age not mattering is very true. You know, looking for someone. Okay, how old do you think I am? 49. Down. I'm not 49. Not yet. Huh? How old? 60.
I feel very encouraged.
36. Okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 41 years old. I'm 41. So, 41. But it's okay, because I have four children, so I've reproduced myself. So I can die a happy man. I really feel this, you know. Yeah. I've succeeded in God's arrangement for me as a human being. Anyway, no, don't ignore that. Okay. But I mean, I serve full time. I'm with these saints, and they get younger and younger than me. These brothers that I'm serving with. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I served with Paul for a while. I'm probably 10 years older than Paul. It mean nothing. You know, think I'm like, oh, Paul, you know, when you were in diapers, I was riding a bike. It mean nothing. It's like, he was just my brother. He's my brother. And here's Tom. He's probably about 5 years older than me. You know, he's my brother. Do you think I'm like, well, Tom, you know, because you're older, you know, we're just brothers, you know. We're just brothers.
Amen.
And it's like, so age doesn't really matter. The older you get, Zeke, you're probably at my age, maybe a little bit. Exactly? Well, there you go. Okay, finally I found my
companion. Finally got a companion.
Finally. Ah, oh, finally. Actually, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I like this. Up and down. It doesn't matter. We're part of a family. We're God's family. So I think this is wonderful fellowship. Look for someone. If you can find someone like Zeke, wonderful. But if you can't, find someone else. Mm-hmm. And I like what the sister shared. You know, just because they're older doesn't mean they're different. They probably have the same problems in you.
Yes.
Actually, you will help them.
Yes.
You will help them. Right. We were looking at verses in the New Testament. Paul, he received help from people. You think, Paul, he didn't need help. He was like super apostle man. You know, he used to walk, and you know the waves would part. You know, just nonsense. But he needed help.
That's right.
In Romans, he talks about someone was my mother. My mother. His mother. Paul needed a mother. He's an apostle. He needed a mother. So he needed help. And then in 2 Timothy, he's about to speak. And he said, no one came and stood with me. This is the last epistle he wrote. No one came and stood with me. Because he realized he needed someone. So we all need someone. And we should just look, who has the Lord given us? Who has he given us? Maybe they're older than us, maybe they're younger.
Yeah.
But they are a person in the body of Christ.
Amen.
I need that person, and that person needs me.
Amen. So there's a testimony of a brother who had fellowship like this and realized, okay, I want to take the best way. I want to get two or three companions. And so he thought, okay, you know, we encourage them to pray. And so he began to pray, you know, Lord, give me a companion. Give me a companion, Lord. Actually, a very good prayer. You should pray, Lord, give me a companion. So he prayed for a while, and it just didn't seem like, where's the companion? And then he prayed, Lord, give me a companion. And one day he was praying, Lord, give me a companion, and the Lord said, I have. He said, where is he? And, you know, he lived where there was this brother who was close by him, and he did not like him.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I've already given you one. He goes,
right.
No, you didn't. Yeah, he's right there. Like, no way! That's not happening! Lord, give me a companion! And the Lord said, actually, I've already arranged it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your expectation of what is the companion or how they should look or what is their age or what... The Lord arranges people in our lives.
That's right. That's right.
We just need to open to have the Lord shine on us to see. We think, no way. You know, what did you say? 40, 50 years older than you?
Yeah.
Like, what? That can't be my companion.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should take what the Lord arranged.
That's right. That's right.
Actually, Brother Lee, who unveiled a lot concerning what we're sharing.
Yeah.
He talked about there's not one time in his spiritual life that he ever picked his own companion.
Yeah.
He took the arrangement of God with whoever the Lord put with him.
That's right.
Do you realize that the Lord Jesus had Judas?
That's right.
Who'd pick Judas?
God picked Judas.
And you know, he already knew what was going to happen.
That's right.
But he didn't go, hey, get out of here. Yeah. I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, no.
Who wants Judas for a companion?
Yeah.
Another example is Job. You know, Job had three companions.
Yeah.
What kind of companions were they?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? We mainly think negatively about them.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of your companions would do this? I'm going to read you some verses from Job. And then I'll tell you my testimony and then we'll eat dinner. So right at the beginning of Job, it talks about his three friends, right? Okay,
yeah.
It says, let's see.
Chapter 3, maybe.
So it says, now Job and his three friends heard of all his misfortune that came upon him. Each came from his place. So they traveled to where he was. That's pretty good.
Very good.
Nice to have friends that travel to where you are.
Yeah.
Then it lists their names, okay? And it says, they together made an appointment to come to console him and comfort him.
Very good.
I'd love companions to do that.
Really?
How many of you in down situations would not appreciate your companion to come and say, Tim, how are you? I heard some things doesn't sound too good. You're not doing consoling. Okay.
Yeah.
The principle is outstanding. Now listen what happens. And when they lifted up their eyes from a distance and did not recognize him, you know why? Because he had boils all over his face.
Right.
This is your companion, and you don't even recognize him. Okay, Tim, you're in bad shape.
That's right.
I don't even know it's Tim. Yeah. They're like, is it Tim? Is it Job? Who is it?
Yeah.
He's in bad shape.
That's right.
What did they do? Did not recognize and lifted up their voice. You know what they did? And wept. They wept.
Yeah.
And they all tore their clothes and cast dust in their heads toward heaven. And they sat with him on the ground 7 days. I'd love to have companions.
Yeah.
And come and sit with me in my... Well, who does that?
Yeah.
So we're always like, okay, they're full of opinions. Okay. Actually, whoa. He had companions, right? Okay, they didn't have God's economy in view.
No.
But they were genuine companions.
They were.
Okay, so my testimony is, and then we'll conclude. When I was in high school, I also was in the church life. I came into the church when my parents came into the church when I was 10 years old, just about 3 years ago. Okay, yeah, you got it. I'm a little bit older than him.
A couple of months.
Yeah. Actually, we're twins. So, when I also was growing up in the church life, I was in a locality that was very small, not many young people, not many my own age.
Yeah.
So you could easily take the excuse. And so today we're going to expose the devil.
Yeah.
There is no reason that you cannot be companionized.
That's right.
With the people that God has arranged around you.
That's right.
You're like, oh, okay, well, now you have Skype.
Yeah.
Now you have phones.
Yeah.
Now you have chat. There's no reason. Okay, so a little sidebar. I'm married. I love my wife. She's awesome. You know who her companions are? They're all over the world. She prays weekly with people in California, with people all over the world. Like, what are you doing? She has regular appointments with sisters that... she's been related to. She's been doing it for years. They move. Doesn't matter. Move doesn't mean anything.
Not anymore.
One moved to Houston. No problem. One to move to California. No problem. So what? They moved.
Yeah.
See, oh, you moved, Tim. I'm not your companion anymore.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Okay, here's a characteristic of how you know you have a spiritual companion. Remember this. Is that when you are not with them, you miss them.
Yeah.
Spiritually, Yeah. If you've been praying with somebody, yeah. you've been fellowshipping with somebody, and then for some reason you don't have that opportunity, they go on vacation, they have no internet, they have no way to reach them,
yeah.
and you're like, 1-2 days, you're like, oh, Tim's okay. And then the next day you're like that sister back there said, you know, that sister, oh, please text me your enjoyment. Oh,
yeah,
please.
Really?
There's a missing.
Yeah.
Spiritually. Okay? So I was in Washington, D.C. at the time. There was no high school brothers that were my age. And there was a young sister that was touching the Lord. And I was a junior in high school, and she was a senior. And some saints met her, and she wasn't in the church, but she was wanting to know the Lord more mm-hmm. and progress in the Lord more. And so we didn't have a young people's meeting because there weren't young people. There was just a few of us. And so this is not related to companionizing. I'm just making the point. Through fellowship with some, they said we should still meet for her sake. And mm-hmm. I was like, meet? What? How do you have a high school meeting with two young people and a serving one? You know, plus she's a sister, you know. Hey, yeah. come on.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Anyway, but through fellowship, the ones that were caring for the situation, we had a young people's meeting. And it was usually 3 or 4 people. It was this high school sister who wanted to know the Lord. And they said, you should come along, you're in high school. And a couple of serving sisters, saint, a brother and a sister. And like, we're having a high school meeting? What is this? And every week they'd call, are we having our meeting? And I'm like, what meeting? Anyway, you know what? Through that, she came into the church life.
Yeah.
Eventually, she married Brother Lee's grandson. Like, whoa.
Good work, Tom.
Anyway, so I was in high school, a junior, and related during that time, one of the brothers who was older than I, somehow, he just started calling and contacting me. And then he said, oh, you know, I'd like to take you out to get something to eat. And I'm like, you know, oh, okay, I had an older sister. I know what's going on here. No, that wasn't it at all. He just had a concern for me. And eventually, through his care, he would call me every morning for morning revival. And initially, like all you guys, you're like, he's still calling. And, you know, at that time, we didn't have cell phones, so the phone would ring, and my mom and dad have to answer it, and then they'd yell down the stairs, Tom, Glenn's on the phone! And I'm like, ah! Okay, but you know what? After a period of time, it became something that you
Amen.
Anticipated.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's not a small thing to cultivate these relationships. Listen, remember, the essence of them should be that they're spiritual.
That's right.
A lot
That's
of us
right.
know one another socially.
Yeah.
Eventually, that won't last.
That's right.
What we're talking about is the church of
Amen.
Brotherly love.
Amen. That's
the
right.
The essence of it is that it needs to be spiritual.
That's right.
So there should be some prayer. So not a small thing to be companionized in a practical way. And I would say you should endeavor this year
That's right.
to make this part of your life.
Amen. Amen.
Right? Did you not appreciate all the young sisters sharing?
Yeah.
You had the sense, man, I want that.
Yeah.
I want the best way.
Of course.
Right? So anyway, thank the Lord for what he would do in the 2s and 3s in a practical way. We could go on in a good way. Okay.
Amen.
I think we're ready for dinner, huh?
Yeah. What time do we come back? 7:15.
So we have an hour. So, brothers, sisters, let's come back. I would say how about we try to aim for 7:10? Okay? Be in your seat singing, enjoying. Anyway, the dinner probably is just like we had at lunch.
Yeah.